This is Keith Baker, and Robin Shagged asked me to record some of my thoughts about HeroesCon 2017. So I'll start first by saying that this was only my second con that I've ever been to. My first one I went to was just a few months ago with the Sutherlands, and had a wonderful time, but it was much, much smaller than this one in Charlotte. But when Shag and the Sutherlands brought up the idea of us meeting up with some of the podcasting community from the Fire and Water Network in Charlotte, I thought it was time for me to jump into the big con scene, if only to meet some of the folks who I've only heard on the radio, podcast, whatever this thing is called that you guys do. I was very hesitant to come to it at first, just because after years in retail, I found that I thought I'd found that the majority of people are not pleasant to be around, and I didn't know with this mix of unknowns coming there how I could handle it. I was immediately put at ease though when I met the first person from our party, Derek Crabb. He met up with my family and I, and we had supper the first night of the con, and he was such a delight to be around that that I knew that the rest of the weekend was going to be wonderful, and I was not mistaken. It seems that every single person I met from this group were just great people, good folks. And they took it easy on a con newbie like myself and helped me navigate around. But it wasn't just seeing some of the celebrities there and attending the panels and getting stuff signed. It was mainly hanging out with these people that that made the con so enjoyable. Shag and Rob were wonderful hosts, even though this wasn't their city. I suppose I could say something about meeting Roy Thomas and confirming once and for all that there was an Earth 2 Aquaman from him. He said, of course there was. He was the guy with the yellow gloves, and he purposely put him in one of the later All-Star Squadron issues just to piss DC off. We both agreed that Crisis was one of the worst things ever to happen to comics, and that was a highlight, yeah. But truly, hanging out with each of these people, it was like meeting family that I'd known for years. I really have no one around me that enjoys talking comic shop like I do. So online is where I normally talk to most of you folks, and actually meeting you in person and getting a chance to geek out with all of you was truly a treat. I did bring my family with me. They are not as into the culture as I am. They spent a lot of the time at one of the theme parks, but one of the highlights of the weekend was at the end of the weekend, after spending a little bit of time at the con with some of the folks from the Fire and Water Network and other people who went to this event, was that they told me that they really had a good time, and next time they came to a con, they would spend more time at the con rather than doing other things. So that was actually a plus. But just chit-chatting with all these folks and being around people who get some of the references that I throw out there, it really seemed like every time I turned around a corner at the convention, I knew someone, was high-fiving them or saying hey to them. I'd see the Franklins, or I'd stand in line for a while with Darren and Ruth, or I'd see Stella hiding from Shag, or I'd see Rob wandering around in his drunken stupor, or just hanging out watching some of the wonderful artwork that Tom Zoller and Luke Dobb were producing, or chit-chatting with Russell while he was helping Dobb out at his table. Or seeing Ryan Daly in line for about the fifth time to get Roy Thomas's autograph. All of it was wonderful. But it was really after the con where everybody started hanging out a lot, and I really got to know people, whether it was the whole group going out to eat, or Derek, Diablo Frank, and I staying up till all grades of the morning, I think like 3 or 3:30, just talking about all kinds of stuff that came into our heads, mostly comic-related, some pop culture. It was just wonderful to have that outlet, and I'm up for this anytime you guys want to do it. Just let me know where and when, and I'll see if I can get a ticket there.
story about punching us, because I was going to have to tell the story about Cindy punching me.
Well, hey, honey, you're such a wuss. I barely tapped you.
Okay, I was on the proper side for you to really give me a good crack, okay? Rob was all, like, on the other weak-handed side.
Not an accident.
Right, yeah. Sit on Cindy's weak side, yeah. And Ryan missed it all because he had to leave early, so.
Boo.
Lame.
Sorry.
I had to go have a baby or something. Jeez.
Yeah. You know,
right? What's that about?
Just tell her to hold off until homecoming comes out, right? I mean, come on.
Right? Oh! Just try this. This is what worked with my wife. Honey, can you just cross your legs? Can you hold it? And see how that works.
Oh. And he got hit for saying it.
Well, for anyone who was listening, this is pretty much what Heroes Con was all about.
No, you can't put that in. That's way too personal on Ryan's side to put that in.
A bunch of people talking over each other and occasionally Cindy hitting somebody. That's pretty much what Heroes Con was.
Come on. I didn't do it till the last day, the last, like, 45 minutes, and I barely tapped you two wieners.
I actually tried to get punched earlier in the trip, but, like, she was ready for it, so she wasn't going to take the bait. She hit me when it was least expecting it, and dang, Chris, I don't see how you're not just one walking massive bruise, because she has got a thump on her.
I know it, right?
I'm telling you, I didn't hit you hard.
My mom hit like that, too, so I was used to it growing up.
It's a Kentucky thing, right?
It is, yeah. Your women just punch you in the arm. It's a thing around here.
Well, Rob, you want to tell everybody why we're here?
Oh, am I hosting this? I didn't know that.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I had no idea I was hosting this. Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, yeah, geez. All right. Well, all right, everybody. Yeah, we're here. I guess this is going to be FW Presents. I guess that's the show this will be attached to.
I think it's FU Presents.
FU Presents, yes.
That's not.
We've got the Fire and Water contingent here from Heroes Con 2017. We've got Shag. Hello, Shag.
Hello.
We've got Cindy and Chris. Hello.
Hey, guys.
And we have Ryan.
Just do.
I think I pulled the thing out.
What's up?
Cindy.
Did you guys wait until after the show's over?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, here you are. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, and we got the best outtake ever.
Yeah, we get to hear Cindy say, "I pulled that thing out."
And the rest of us are saying, "Save it for after the show." We had the Franklin family as their two wonderful children. We had our friend Stella from the Backroller Oracle podcast. We had Derek Crabb from the Fan Holes. We had Keechy Baker plus his wonderful family. We had Luke Dobb, the most dastardly creative man on the planet, from Creative Spirit podcast. We had little Russell Burbage. We had Tom Zoller, artist and writer. We had Diablo Frank from the Rolled Spine podcast network and his girlfriend Paquita. We had our friend Michelle Fife, who writer and artist. We had we met a new friend, Chuck Forsman, also a writer and artist, friend of Michelle. Darren and Ruth Sutherland from the Rad Network were supposedly there. I did see them once in a while. However, they didn't spend any time with us, and that will come up later. We also met some of our friends that have either written to us or commented, or we know them through Facebook. We met friends like Jacob Edwards, Laurel Mountain Flower, Kevin Wetter, Mark Beltran from DC in the 80s, Rod Pruitt, and then personally, I met a couple of my other buddies there, Jason Markinette and Alan Hansen, who's a well-known cosplayer.
It was a big group. It was a big, fun group. It's sort of except for the Sutherlands, who constantly blew us off. It was a really good, fun group.
Yeah, there's like a massive rolling group of 20 or so people just going to dinners. It was awesome.
Pumped a lot of money into the local economy. So, I don't know. I mean, I was just told 2 minutes before we started recording that I'm hosting this, so I didn't have anything really prepared. Like, what all did we want? Like, let's start with Chris and Cindy. Like, what were you guys hoping for before the show? Like, what did you want to get out of the show?
Well, I mean, honestly, the whole appeal of the show was what, you know, Shag kind of spearheaded trying to get everybody to get together at one location. And that's what I was looking forward to, is just meeting Rob and Ryan and everybody in the flesh for the first time. We've met Shag before, the Franklin bunches. I met Shag once before, and then all of us went to dinner with Shag when we were heading to Disney World. He was nice enough to meet us on our way down.
You lucky guys.
I know it.
Lucky, right?
Lucky. And that's what I was looking forward to, and I was not disappointed, because I'm sure everybody will bring this up, but with like in like one like minute of me getting acclimated to the con, I felt like we'd been hanging out together in person for like the past 4 or 5 years at least. And it was fantastic.
Totally agree with that sentiment.
It was great. I mean, we had a good time. And I mean, I'll be honest, I was a little worried. I was like, okay, I'm bringing my 9-year-old and my 15-year-old. I wasn't so much worried about Andrew because, you know, he's older. He can kind of hang. But I was like, okay, how are they going to feel about, you know, her hanging around? And but you guys were so great and so wonderful and talked to her and said, included her in the conversations and, you know, really tried to talk to her. And she's kind of shy around new people, but, you know, and I just really appreciated it.
Yeah, you guys are really great to our kids. We appreciate it. And, yeah, they we felt like they were, you know, part of the group. Because sometimes when you, as a parent, you know, you'll go into a group of adults and then your kids are, like, stuck over here. And then you can't fully engage with the adults because you don't want to leave your kids flapping in the wind. And we didn't have any of that. So it was great.
Well, I have to say, your kids are two of the most delightful and well-behaved children, as well as Keechee Baker's children. All the kids that were hanging out with our group were just absolutely fantastic. And in particularly, I've met your kids before. I think they're an absolute joy, and I love chatting with your family.
Well, thank you.
Aw, thank you.
And special shout-out to Andrew's cosplay costume for the second day.
Yeah.
He went as the low-rent homecoming Spider-Man in the like the cheap knockoff costume. Looked fantastic. Got a bunch of cool pictures. That was really cool.
Oh, please send those to me, because I did not get to take any pictures of him in the costume at the con, because the only picture I have is the one that Shag posted. That's it. Because the day he wore it was the day I took Danny out, yeah. Out shopping, and so I didn't get any pictures.
Do you really need any more other than the one with me? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
Cindy, I'm sorry. When I said I took a lot of pictures, I meant I took a lot of that particular picture. I accidentally pressed the shutter button on Shag's phone. I took like a burst of 35 of the same photo.
Oh.
Okay. So it's just, yeah, multiple. It's like a Andy Warhol type thing or something. well, you know, in the Andrew... he did the big group photo, which I don't even know if they posted that yet, the class photo.
Not yet.
They separated DC and Marvel characters. And he got, like, pulled into a band of roving Spider-Men. Who moved around the con and had pictures taken with – everybody wanted their picture taken with all these Spider-Men. Because he had – I mean, you had everybody from the new PS4 game that's not even out yet – to the amazing bag man, you know, Spidey in the Fantastic Four suit with the bag on his head. And then, of course, homecoming, homemade Spider-Man like Andrew. So there's some really cool pictures out there that we've got of him. He's a little dubious about posting them on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
But saying that that's him. But as long as we don't, like, totally peg him, I think he's okay. Of course, we just outed him here, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Outside of this group, only like 4 other people listen to the show, so don't worry.
Right, yes.
I guess I can talk about my expectations for the show.
I am not really hosting this. People just jump in and talk. I'm not going to invite people to speak.
Okay.
I think what I was expecting from the weekend was like a cross between the movie The Hangover and Murder on the Orient Express. I really expected at dinner on Saturday for Rob to just say, I've gathered you all together because I'm ready to name the murderer. And then we were just going to have Diablo Frank rip his mask off and reveal it's Jerry Ordway the whole time. But I mentioned it to everybody individually, and I think the group together, like, I've been to comic book conventions before, and HeroesCon is great. It's a great show, but that's not the reason I didn't go for the comics. I didn't go for the sketches, although I got some great ones. I went to see you guys. I went to meet you guys, especially knowing that who knows when I'll have a chance to do that ever again, if ever. I really wanted to meet you guys. And because, I mean, we've known each other for years, but never having met face-to-face. Mm-hmm. But I met my wife online, too, a fetish website particularly. But, you know, so I've had that experience.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I've had a long-term internet relationship that preceded a flesh-and-blood face-to-face, meeting. So
It'd be real fleshy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no. Now I've shared a bed with both Shag and my wife, so we'll see. Oh,
dear. I tell you, met one of my life goals. Slept with Ryan Daly.
And there was some spooning, I'll admit. So.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that. Let's just say I'm scarred for life. I never thought I would ever find myself saying, Ryan, sweetie, let's move your hand back, okay?
You loved it. Anyway.
Sadly, we're not kidding.
But the fact was, like, I knew, like, once we met, Stella had the car, so she grabbed me first, and then the two of us picked them up from the airport. And I knew, yeah, initially there would be some awkwardness of just seeing, like, it'd be sort of like watching a foreign movie kind of sync up the voices and the face. But once that happened, after about 2 minutes, it was like, yeah, these are just friends we've known for years. It wasn't really that weird. The only one that was still a little bit weird was, I have to say, meeting Diablo Frank. That was just something that I don't think any of us other than Shag were really prepared for. And I remember, like, when Shag, we were down on the floor. It was Friday, I think. We were down on the floor near the Tomorrow's thing, and Shag gets off his phone, and he's like, Frank is here. We're going to go meet him. And I think, based on the reaction of both Rob and myself, Chris and Cindy's son, Andrew Franklin, was like, who is this Frank guy? Why are you freaking out about this? I'm trying to explain that. I'm like, Andrew, like, there's no way of really preparing you for this. Like, I don't know what we're going to see, but all I can tell you is, like, if you've ever had an awkward moment at dinner with mommy and daddy when you think they're fighting but you don't really know what it's about, like, put yourself in that space to prepare for meeting Frank. And we met him, and he was fine. He was fairly normal. It was great. We met Paquita. She was sweet and everything. And then as we're walking away, I think Rob and I were still like, no, that wasn't a real experience. And we're trying to say, like, I think that was just some guy wearing a flesh suit, and when you pull the zipper down, it's just scorpions inside. that was what I was ready for to see with Frank, but it was, no, he was normal. It was great. I wish I'd had a chance to talk to him more, because I only really talked to him Friday night at the bar for only like a half an hour, maybe a little bit more. But
if I can interject for just 1 second, sure, in typical Frank fashion, he didn't just let me know he was there. He started sending me pictures of random things at the con floor. Because I didn't think he was supposed to be there till Saturday. So I start getting pictures of, like, what are those, Mexican wrestler masks. I'm like, what the hell is this? Why is Frank texting me this? And then I start to figure out he's there, and I'm like, you son of a bitch, where are you? And then he wouldn't tell me. I had to hunt him down. It was like a ridiculous scavenger hunt in Dada style or something. It was nightmarish. And then most of the time he was wearing that mask. Like, for every time we took a photo, he'd put on his devil mask. Mm-hmm. Guy's a complete, and he was in disguise. I mean, he had dyed his hair. He grew a goatee. He was wearing, you know, prescription sunglasses the whole time. The guy's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah. I don't believe that was Frank. I think that was an actor.
You heard that voice.
Like a whole Iron Man 3. Oh,
yeah. He's the Mandarin.
The most satisfying movie twist ever. No.
That guy's really, really into soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, like you said, like, I've got wonderful memories of the con itself, like souvenirs, comics, sketches, the panel with Roy Thomas that led to the meeting of him, which I've already talked about on the Secret special episode. But really, for me, the whole con was just about meeting you guys, and it was great. It was, I love talking to you guys. Shag, like, I think we said it, but I don't think we said it enough. You really did do a great job of organizing this. Not just the front loading of getting everybody, kind of inviting everybody to go do this and sort of organizing that, but once we were there, I felt like half the time you were on your phone, and then you would just look at the rest of us and just say, okay, we're doing dinner here at this time. And you, like, had all of that preparation. Like you, and I mean this as, like, one of the highest compliments I can pay somebody. You would be an amazing best man at somebody's wedding.
Aww.
So that's, like, you have that touch of being able to organize and get a large group of people to do something. And it just, this group needed that, because I think we could very easily just, like, all kind of, like, flounder and go about our thing or, like, retreat to our hotel rooms. You kept us organized. You kept us active, going places. And it was really, really cool. So,
and you kept us together, so we didn't break out into the component parts.
Right. Yeah. You could be a good cult leader, in other words.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that. I could either chalk it down to my general bossiness and just telling you guys what I wanted you to do, or sadly, my 20 years in the planning business for large events and meetings. So that might have had something to do with it. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm just glad you did it, because I have a pretty good feeling Chris would have foisted it off onto me otherwise.
So. You all would have been at the American Girls doll store or factory, you know, cafe, and like, really? What? Teacups? What is this?
Well, you know, just the one meal, because I promised her, so, you know.
That's because you're an awesome mom. That's why.
I really think it was more for me than for her, because I had my dog, too.
Well, Ryan, I don't want to step on your toes. If you're done, I'll go. But if you're still going.
No. I rambled enough. That's fine.
I did suggest this many months ago, and I kind of like expected a few people to show up, you know, and I never had any idea how many people would come to this thing. And I'm so thankful to be part of this unbelievable community of friends. And I do mean friends. Going in, you know, looking at this list of people that attended, I've actually met almost everyone of our group that was there, of the core group that we've known all these years. And there's only a few that I hadn't that I met for the first time. Ryan, you're one of the few that I met for the first time. You know, Derek Crabb, I met for the first time. Michelle and Chuck and a few of the other folks. But for the most part, I knew everyone. So, like, for me, going in, I was really excited because for me, it's like a family reunion. And then I think it was probably on the flight when I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm going to hang out with a bunch of, you know, geeks that historically are introverted and none of them know each other. And yet I threw them all in a bowl together and hoping it would all mix like a good salad. I'm like, oh, this could be a recipe for disaster. But it wasn't. It worked out phenomenally. And that just warms my heart. Let's see what else. You talked about the flight in. I mean, Rob and I, both of our flights were – we both got in to the airport in Charlotte, but we ended up sitting on the runway for over an hour just trying to find a gate. It was like that movie Die Hard 2 at the very end when Bruce Willis lets all the planes land and they all just sit there on the runway. It was like that for a long time. Rob and I are texting each other from plane to plane. I thought about jumping out of the plane and running for the concourse, but Ryan said I'd get shot down. So he didn't seem that bothered by that, surprisingly. But
no, I didn't say you shouldn't. I just said that's what would happen.
Okay. Also, I've got to mention, when Ryan picked us up with Stella, she had on a T-shirt that was designed, thanks to her and Zoom Yukinori, in a yellow Firestorm-style shirt, but with my face on it, and it said Team Shag, which dropped me to my knees with hysterical laughter, because on her show, Batgirl to Oracle, there's this running gag of whether her ongoing co-host should be Donovan Morgan Grant or myself, so it's always Team Don or Team Shag, so she has made her choice, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm very thrilled about that. In addition to all the wonderful times hanging out with you guys, and as Ryan said, that's really why I went, was to see everyone else. The creators were second, but I did have a couple of great creator interactions. I got to meet Michael Golden, the original artist on my beloved Micronauts, and talked with him for a few minutes. I was very nervous, and I went all fanboy, and he was super nice, though, and I got him to sign a print of one of the covers, specifically one about Daytona, Florida, represent, and so that was nice. And then I did have another complete geek-out moment. Ron Mars and Daryl Banks were both there. These are the guys that did the Kyle Rayner Green Lantern. And, you know, whenever I talk to a creator, I try to have like a total non-fanboy thing to talk about, something, you know, obscure they did or how it touched me or something. I had nothing but just nerdy, oozy gushiness for these guys. And that's what I did. I said, look, I'm sorry, I'm going to go all fanboy. And I told Ron Mars and Daryl Banks how much I love the Kyle Rayner character, how it came to me at just the right time in my life. I was in college, about Kyle's age, and as he kind of discovered what life was like as a hero, I was discovering what life was like as an adult, or as I pretend to be an adult. Anyway, just had great conversation. We talked about toys and all this stuff, and they were both super nice guys. And then I got Daryl to sign a print, and he kept saying, "You look familiar." I'm like, "Nah, I just look like a serial killer. That's all." And he asked, "Who should I make it to?" I said, "To Shag." And he stops looking at me and he goes, "Shag Matthews?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I slowly start backing away from the table, thinking, you know, the cops are going to swarm in any minute. Turns out he remembers me from Facebook, apparently, just because we're Facebook friends. The guy must have an amazing memory. So, but I just floated out of the hall at that point because those guys are just a bit of heroes to me. So I was totally thrilled with that.
Shag, you should mention about the print, what happened later on at the airport.
Oh, Rob and I are going through security, and I travel a lot, and you wouldn't be able to tell by the way I was with Rob. I was fumbling. My bags are dropping. I'm leaving things out everywhere. Anyway, I had the print – I couldn't put it in a bag. So I put it through the conveyor belt, and the security guy stops us, and I thought, uh-oh, here we go. They figured out Rob's a terrorist. And he starts asking about Green Lantern. He tells us how much he loves Green Lantern and all this stuff, cool. And we're told him we came from Heroes Con, and the guys were – he had no idea this was even going on. He was so excited. So we go through the scanning booth. He comes back around the other side to continue the conversation with us and with some of the other security guards to talk about Green Lantern. So that was cool.
That is a cool moment. I'm not sure that's the best endorsement for TSA. that's really not what I want airport security to be doing, although I'm sure it was a good moment for you.
And it proves that Ryan Reynolds did not destroy the Green Lantern franchise completely, so there you go.
Represent. That's right. We should give special shout-out to our friends that actually had booths at Heroes Con. Luke Dobb, Tom Zoller, Michelle Fifay, Chuck Forsman, and Ron Randall all had their own booth there. I made sure to stop by and buy something from all of our friends, try and support them. We also need to give a huge shout-out to Siskoid. I mean, while we were off playing in Charlotte, you know, destroying the city and leaving behind wreckage like Godzilla style, Siskoid stayed home, took care of the podcast network, ran the Mad Theories show about science stuff while we were gone, and we owe him a huge, huge debt of gratitude for that, because Rob and I, we haven't missed a Sunday in many, many, many years. Now, that's all down to Rob. I'm lazy. Rob makes that happen. But Siskoid stepped in and provided a Sunday show for us so we could have fun at the convention. So thank you so much, Siskoid. We really appreciate that.
All the WordPress passwords are in French now, though. That's the only problem.
He's talking about Luke Dobb. Real quick, I have to drop this in. I think I mentioned it on Saturday Morning Fever we recorded, Rob. But I got to hear Luke sing part of the Saturday Morning Fever at his table because I was introducing him to Andrew. And I said, you know the Saturday Morning Fever theme. And Andrew's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, he did it. And he's like busted out into grab the cereal, pour the milk. You know, and I was just like, yeah. You know, it was awesome.
That is so cool.
We had a lot of fun with Luke over the weekend. And Luke is the one person there that I had met. Like, from our community, I've only met two other people. I've met Luke Dobb before, and I've met Dr. Ange at one of the Boston cons. But so Luke was the one from this group that I had met before, and he was great. I did get an original Hawk Girl sketch by him. And then dinner, oh, man, dinner, what was it, Friday? It was Friday night. Sitting at dinner with Rob and Russell Burbage and Derek and Luke, and I think Keith was on my other side, and just talking about Aquaman the future of Aquaman in the movie universe, and basically coming up with like the trucker hat version of Aquaman that we've seen from the trailer of Justice League, and the whole
Luke crafted this whole persona. Yeah.
Yeah, Luke, yeah, he, like, the whole, like, weird, like, there's going to be all these catchphrases. You're going to be able to get, like, an Aquaman doll. You pull the string, and it's like, we're going deep. And yeah. It's like all of these horrible things that sound like get her done type of catchphrases. I think we're all laughing, and Rob is just crying in his drink, and he's just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is what's happening.
I was leaning on Russell from falling over. I was laughing so hard because it was just one line of Aquaman being a bro after the next. I was just saying, going deep, hey, Mary. Give me some sugar, you know, all this kind of stuff. And the thing is, I know that that's my future. I know that's what's awaiting me in the Justice League movie is going to be Aquaman talking like a Hot Topic, you know, employee. And I'm dreading it. And there's just something about Luke. And then for the rest of the trip, Luke knew all he had to do was just do that, and it would make me laugh. So I'd see him at the booth, and he's like, yeah! It was a Pavlovian response.
Yeah, we're going deep.
One more little creator thing that I forgot to mention. I did have a very brief moment with Neil Adams when walking around on the floor on Friday, and we got there fairly early. We got a pretty good space in line once we finally got in, and I walked by Neil Adams' table, and he was all alone. Well, he had an assistant with him or a family member, sort of like manager, but like there were no fans in front of his table or anything. I was like, how is Neil Adams alone? I've never seen that before, and I just kind of walked up and just casually like, are you doing sketches? Just kind of like tapping, you know, my toe in the water, and he's like, I am, but they start at $200 because I am, after all, Neil Adams. And I was like simultaneously, wow, the balls on that statement, but I was also like, yeah, you are. I kind of give you props to that. I was like, I'm not going to get anything from you for that, but wow, that was really good. So
he never undersells himself. Yeah.
I wonder how much Neil's family members have to pay to be around him.
Well, I did have a brief brush with probably the other biggest living legend there. Which,
you shouldn't call me a living legend, Chris. I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was talking about Luke Dobbs. No, actually, that Luke's a future legend. But the actual living legend of Jim Steranko, who I was in an elevator with. And this story is nowhere near as good as Ryan's. And, in fact, I'm pretty sure he made up all of that Roy Thomas jail people.
I did. It was total BS.
Just to make me look bad.
There's no witnesses, so I didn't.
Right,
happen.
Right. So Andrew was with me. Of course, you know, that's not very reliable. He's my son. But we were on the elevator, and I recognized Jim Steranko. He was at the Lexington Comic Con last year as well. And he was talking to some lady, and I said, excuse me, are you Mr. Steranko? And he says, well, in my civilian guise, that was his answer. So I was just like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, and he said, are you enjoying the con? And I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah. So we just had a little chit chat. And he said, stop by my booth later. And I never did. He might have, like, you know, inducted me into SHIELD or something. I don't know. But you know.
I think I said to you at the time, would have been awesome if the elevator broke down and then Steranko had to escape by crawling up the outside the roof, and he had to like shimmy up the ropes and stuff like that. That would have been perfect.
Rips off his suit and he's got like Kirby manacles all over him that he busts out of, you know. I also had an elevator ride with Joe Staten, which was very nice, and got to talk to him, so that was kind of cool.
I had one with Bob McLeod. Super nice guy.
Yeah, everybody got to meet. The one person I got to meet that I was really excited about was Craig Hamilton, who, of course, did the Aquaman miniseries, the camo suit miniseries. And I've known Craig for years. I've interviewed him. I have one of his original pieces on my wall. But I never got to meet him in person. And then when I finally did, he was so warm and he was so sweet. And he came over and he hugged me and he recorded a little bumper for the show. And we talked about that, like, it was Tracy that got me the original Craig Hamilton piece an Aquaman illustration he did for a Versus card. And he told like his table mate that story. And he's like, that girlfriend of yours, she's a real winner. I'm like, yeah, I know. Thank you. And like, he could not have been nicer. And so like that to me was the best experience I had of meeting somebody at the show. It was just finally getting to meet him and getting that experience. And I got a signed copy of Aquaman number one from him. So that was fantastic. It was weird. Like, we talked about I've been jealous of Shag that he gets to meet so many of the people because he travels a lot because he sort of has to. He's not allowed in Florida for any longer than like 5 or 6 days at a time. But, I'm like, Shag is sort of like the ambassador to the show. And while that's great because Shag is very outgoing and, as you said, he's big on planning things and some would say taking over and bullying, but that depends on how you phrase it. But, digest cast. So, but I was always kind of jealous that he gets to meet everybody because it's like, you know, I don't know, what am I, an ogre? You know, like, I can meet other people. I just don't get the opportunity to. So this was really the big chance for me to get to meet everybody. And I'm not big on cons. Like after a while, I kind of get like worn out. You know, I just get like the noise and the constant activity. So every so often I would retreat back to the hotel room just to sort of lie down and just like read a comic book and then come back and recharge my batteries. But yeah, everybody.
Or throw up.
Yeah. Everybody we got to meet, though, was really, really great. And it was just a lot of fun and very at ease. And it was exactly what I wanted it to be in terms of getting around. And, Ryan, it was funny. You mentioned that you met Angie on a fetish site, which is that's how I met Shag. I mean, what a small world. It's crazy.
Crazy. I guess Aquaman could be considered a fetish site.
Too much.
You know, not kidding about Rob throwing up. I just want to make sure everyone knows he did, because he made the foolish mistake of trying to keep up with Keechee Baker and Diablo Frank in a drinking contest that went till 3:30 in the morning. So,
No. That wasn't that. That was they stayed up till Saturday night. I wasn't up that late. No, it was Friday night. We went out Friday night, and I just drank a lot of beer because we went from the Ale House, which had these Gigundo treasury-sized beers. And then,
that's what they're called in the mint, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we went to the Westin Hotel, and we drank there. And I talked a lot with Tom Zoller and some other people, and I drank a lot there. And you know, I'm no Marion Ravenwood. I can't really handle it that well. And so the next morning I was like, what the hell is this? And I realized, oh my God, I got a headache. I was hungover. And so as everybody's kind of getting ready, Ryan and Shag are like, we're going to get a shower. We are going to get a shower. They're like, do you want to go ahead? I'm like, no. So I just laid there. So I really felt like a piker, but I don't know. I don't drink very much. And so it was just, I overindulged a bit, but that was what the whole weekend was about. I mean, the night we all got together, Thursday night, we all ended up going to that diner at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. By the time we got in. So we're all sitting there. Yeah, I'm eating like a greasy grilled cheese and French fries at like 2:30 a.m. I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Most and of the I will say that was probably the best meal I had that whole weekend too. That greasy diner biscuits and gravy that we had at 2 a.m.
That was a fun place because that place was rocking at 2:30 a.m. They were packed.
Right. Yeah. I liked the police car parked outside when we left, but yeah, it was good.
Made me feel safer. So most of that dinner conversation was simply Rob going, Shag, can you tone it down? You're starting the weekend at an 11.
Shag was insulting me at an 11 right from the very beginning. And I'm like, can we pace ourselves a little bit? We have 3 full days here. But it didn't really – Shag eventually wound down a little, but not by a lot.
I think you just developed a thicker skin. I think that's all that really happened.
That doesn't sound like me, but maybe.
Now we mentioned the huge list of people that were there, but we kind of had I don't want to say a core group, but we had several people that we spent a lot of time with, and I feel like they've sort of become family. Not that they weren't already, but even closer. Like I just want to give a special shout out to Stella, Derek Crabb, Keechee Baker, Luke Dobb, and Russell Burbage. I mean, we spent a ton of time with those guys over the weekend, and they've been friends already, but they feel that much closer to them.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out for Derek. He was like Sunday, the last day of the con. He felt like he'd kind of done everything, and he was just kind of hanging around. I was in line to get possibly a sketch. I didn't get a sketch. And autograph from Jerry Ordway. And it's nothing against Jerry Ordway. He was just very popular, you know. And he would sketch a little bit and then sign some comics and sketch some more and sign some comics. He didn't have 2 lines on Sunday. But Derek knew I was in line. He stopped and just basically for like an hour stood there and kept me company in the line. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, because I ditched you. Sorry.
Yeah, my family ditched me. But Derek stood with me and we had a nice conversation about comics and his history of comics on film YouTube series, which is fantastic. So it was much appreciated. Yeah.
It was a nice trip, and it was fun to meet everybody. Like, I mean, the only person I had ever done a podcast with before was Rob Kelly, you know, so it's like it was the first time I actually met all these people face-to-face and got to have, like, real conversations with them and stuff. And, you know, one of the things that came up was I was just kind of, like, you know, giggling to myself about it. I'm like, oh, this is all, like, exclusive content, you know, for me, you know what I mean? Like where you're like, you know, in on conversations and getting to talk with people and everything. So that was super fun.
You get to basically hear them if they would hear us after we cut off the mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like exactly. And then, you know, just hanging out with people like, you know, I mean, pretty much like, you know, lunch and dinner and even sometimes breakfast, you know, you get to go hang out with people and shoot the breeze and you know, by the end of it, like, I mean, I kind of felt like I had done, you know, by Sunday I was like, well, I'm kind of tired of waiting in lines and getting things signed and all this other stuff, and I really got everything that I wanted signed by that point, like, and I was like, well, maybe I'll get some more prints or maybe I'll do this and that, but mainly I just ended up hanging out with people in line and you know, just talking to people and hanging out and having a last lunch or breakfast with people and stuff like that. And I mean, that was what made the trip, because it was nice to, you know, like it's kind of like everything else. Like remember that first night when we all got together and it was like the whole, you know, we had been talking to each other on a message board for, you know, 10 years. And then we finally actually sort of talked on Skype for the first time, and we talked for like, you know, 5 hours straight, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of like that, but
we were in love. Now we're just like, you know, like, oh, hey, what's up? What's good?
What I mean is, like, take that a step further and, like, oh, you've listened to people on a show and you all have the same similar, you know, interests, or at least, you know, within the same ballpark, you have a good shorthand with everybody. You know, you may not be as passionate about
diecast Batmobiles.
You may not love diecast Batmobiles as much as Tony Jackson, but you appreciate, you know, Batmobiles, and you have the shorthand to know what a Batmobile is, or what difference between Hot Wheels and Eagle Moss is. You're like, okay, I got you, I get it.
Yeah, Derek was great. I met him in the elevator when I first arrived. Like, I got on the elevator, and some guy is just like, Ryan Daly? I was like, yeah, oh, I recognize you. I was like, hey. So we shook hands, and we went to our different floors. But, yeah, he was great. Also, a shout-out to the Sutherlands. They gave us some swag, some Trekker swag, that we then got signed by Ron Randall, and made the introductions, which was nice, because I also got a Black Canary really quick sketch by Ron Randall, which was awesome. Rob Shag, you might have mentioned this on the previous episode that you recorded in the airport. I think he stood in line for like 2 months to get a sketch by Jerry Ordway of Captain Marvel, which, like, we were joking, like, he was there until basically everybody left the con. He's just down on the floor as they're shutting the lights off one by one. And the custodian with the push broom is just going like, I'm sorry, Mr. Sutherland, you have to leave. It's not here anymore.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Darren, and we're from the Rad Adventures Podcast Network. Heroes Con is our favorite comic convention. It's well-run and held in a great location and consistently has a terrific lineup of guests. We look forward to it every year, but this year was extra special.
Knowing we live in North Carolina, the irredeemable Shag first mentioned the possibility of a podcast community meetup to us several months ago, and we've been looking forward to it ever since.
Then the show became even bigger for us when Ron Randall, the creator of Bounty Hunter Mercy St. Clair, who we talk about on our Trekker Talk podcast, let us know that he was planning to attend.
And then the convention became bigger again when my brother Michael decided to attend the show and bring his 11-year-old son Aaron, who has become a huge fan of Trekker.
This was the first time that Ron Randall attended Heroes Con, and his wife Lynn joined him. And knowing that we lived in the state and were familiar with the area, they invited us to join them for some sightseeing.
We visited local art and history museums with them and went out to dinner in the evenings. We even got to take a horse-drawn carriage ride through the historic district of Charlotte.
We had our first opportunity to meet Jerry Ordway at this convention, and I wanted to get a sketch of Captain Marvel, since I feel he really revived that character in The Power of Shazam. Knowing that Saturday would be even more crowded, I waited in line on Friday for 5.5 hours, but it was worth every minute because the sketch of Captain Marvel was marvelous. We also got a very special print signed by Jerry Ordway for Zoom Yukinori, and thanks to Zoom, we also met his daughter Rachel Ordway, because otherwise we may not have known she was at the show.
Saturday and Sunday were big days for me because my brother Michael and his son Aaron were at the con those 2 days.
The first person Aaron wanted to meet was Ron Randall.
Ron drew a small sketch of Mercy St. Clair on a Trekker postcard for him, which he carried around all day.
Michael and Aaron also enjoyed checking out some of the special vehicles and props that were at the con. They loved the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, and the cool Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters.
Cosplay is always a highlight of any comic convention, and we were happy to see Aquaman, Mira, Tempest, and Black Manta during the weekend.
We set our budget for the weekend and knew we wanted to focus on getting original sketches from favorite artists.
We got a lovely sketch of Doug and Patty from the animated TV series Doug that was drawn by Craig Boldman.
Craig and Ron were at the Kubert School together, and it was fun to hear them reminisce about their time at school and their early years in the industry at dinner one night.
Craig has worked on Superman and Archie, but when we learned that he wrote and drew the Doug comic strip in the 1990s, I knew I had to get that sketch from him since I love that TV series.
We also got a beautifully detailed sketch of Prince Valiant by Thomas Yates. Tom has been drawing the comic for several years, and it's written by Mark Schultz, who we talk about on our Xenozoic Xenophiles podcast, so this was a great crossover.
But I was really happy to see that Ryan Daly got a sketch of Zorro by Thomas Yates. I love that character, and getting to see Ryan's sketch made me very happy.
And we picked up 2 commissions from Ron Randall of Jekka and Wisu, who are new characters introduced in his latest book, Rites of Passage.
And of course, a real highlight of this convention was the opportunity to meet so many of our friends from the podcast community and beyond.
Spending time with Michael and Aaron kept us very busy, but we still had several opportunities to hang out with our podcast partners.
We've had the pleasure to meet Shag a couple of times in the past. Everyone likes to joke about him, but he is a genuinely nice guy with a great sense of humor.
It was terrific to finally meet Rob Kelly. We've tried to meet a couple of times in the past at Baltimore Comic Con, but it didn't work out, so this was great.
We met Ryan Daly for the first time after recording with him several times and knowing that we have many interests in common. Sadly, we didn't get to see him as much as we wanted.
It was fun to see the entire Franklin family. We were lucky to meet Chris and son Andrew at Lexington Comic Con in the past, but this was our first time meeting Cindy and their daughter. They're a super family.
And it was wonderful to finally have the opportunity to meet Stella, who is as sweet and bright in person as she is on our podcast.
We had the pleasure to join Keith G. Baker at NC Comic Con last year, and it was great to see him again at Heroes Con. He's always fun to talk to, and we had lots of time to chat in the Jerry Ordway line.
We saw our friends Ed and Terry Moore of Teal Productions, who do the podcast The Mighty Thorcast, Ronin Rabbit, and The Lords of Order. And it was exciting this year to meet their son Nick and his girlfriend Destiny.
Nick and Ed did the Green Arrow podcast Emerald Archer together that we were fans of.
And we had the chance to meet up with Jeff Messer from the Geek Brain podcast. He is also a Mike Grell fan and has recorded for our Warlord Worlds podcast.
We met Kevin Wetter, who lives in the area and is a big fan of Waiting for Doom. Paul Hicks connected us before the convention, and it was terrific meeting him. He's friendly and funny.
And we met the lovely Laurel, also known as Mountain Flower, and had terrific conversations about comics and many other topics, including Japan.
And it was terrific to meet Derek William Crabb in person, and he's such a great guy.
We had the opportunity to have several conversations during the weekend and found we have many interests in common, and we're happy we had the chance to get together one final time for breakfast on Monday morning after the convention.
And we were privileged to meet Diablo Frank, who we've recorded with in the past. As anyone who listens to his shows knows, he's full of enthusiastic energy and has a range of interests. We were happy to join him and Paquita for dinner on Sunday evening to talk about our shared love of traveling.
It was wonderful meeting Russell Burbage, who is such a nice guy and has been very supportive of our Legion of Superheroes coverage on our Warlord Worlds podcast.
Luke Dobb is another super nice guy. He's friendly and talented and genuine. We arrived knowing we had to get a commission from him, which of course had to be Aquaman and Mira.
And the drawing is so romantic. Aquaman and Mira hand in hand with a heart-shaped water background behind them. It's lovely. And Luke's style is so special, so unique. I love it.
And we also got a commission from Tom Zoller. And since we got Aquaman and Mira by Luke, we knew we had to get our other favorite superhero couple by Tom, which is Green Arrow and Black Canary.
Green Arrow and Black Canary are so adorable. I would love to see a whole series of stories with them, written and drawn by Tom, just like his excellent Love and Capes comic.
It was a fabulous weekend, and we were sorry to see it end.
Meeting so many people in the podcast community was a distinct pleasure. We have so many wonderful memories from the weekend.
And the few others, Shag, you mentioned these at the beginning. A guy, Kevin Wetter, who was introduced to me by Darren Sutherland, is a fan of the Waiting for Doom podcast and some of those guys. He was very nice. Jacob Edwards, Shag, you introduced. I saw him. We kind of floated around each other for a minute, and then, Shag, I think you introduced us. Mm-hmm. Jacob, he sent me a message later on of a picture of a stack of him. He got a bunch of Night Force comics at the con.
Whoa!
He's like, hey, I picked these up. I was like, awesome, good, and I hope you enjoy. So for the Midnight podcast. So yeah, it was great. Like everybody we met there, I wish, and again, like you said, I had to leave early. I mean, you guys had plane delays, which were awful, having to sit on the plane for forever. My plane travels all happened at the airport before I even left, which my original flight was canceled and had to reschedule. So I had to come back about 5 hours earlier than I wanted to, so I didn't actually get to do any of the con on Sunday. I got up and left the hotel before you guys were even up, which sucked because I would have liked to have the next day with you guys. But even still, just seeing everybody there, I had a blast. I had the time of my life. So I was really, really good. And I would hopefully love to do that again with you guys sometime.
Yeah, the way you snuck out in the middle of the night, I was like, is my wallet empty? Like, it was really creepy.
I was expecting to find a few dollars on my pillow or something.
I probably just couldn't face Shag the next morning.
I could not look him in the eye one more time after what happened, so.
You're talking about all the friends we met and stuff like that. You know, probably it was sort of a wonderful feeling as we're walking into the con Friday morning. We kept getting stopped by people that recognized us, which was weird and surreal. It's because I guess we post so many photos of ourselves at different things, but it was really quite wonderful. Probably the most surprising one is when Laurel Mountain Flower came up to
us.
Yeah,
yeah.
And because first of all, you know, sorry, I love all of you, but we look like dorks. Okay, we do. Laurel looks like a completely normal person. And she had no business being there, but she was so sweet and she was so nice. And she and I have messaged back and forth a bit since then. And she's had some hard times over the last couple of years. And listening to all the podcasts on the network have really kind of helped her get through it. And she's very appreciative and she's super nice. And it was so nice to meet her. And I wish we got a chance to really hang out with her. It was more of a just simply shaking hands, hugging, taking a bad photo with too much light in the photo, and moving on. But she was just so nice.
It's funny that you say that because my hard times have come from being part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Not. I do want to second. I do want to second or third the endorsement of Derek William Crabb. Derek was fantastic. I've podcasted with him a couple times on Film and Water. He's my go to horror anthology guy, and so I never had a chance to meet him. And I really had a good time hanging out with him. First of all, he has that Transformers Evel Knievel kind of blazer thing that he wears, yes. Which is it's all white with Transformers in the back and then like these blue stripes down the sleeve, and it is boss. I would wear that thing even with the Transformers on the back. I would. It just, you look like such a total boss wearing that thing. So I'm absolutely in love with it. I got a picture of me. I think Ryan, you took the photo of me giving the thumbs up to the Transformers thing with Ryan. And I loved too. It was like Ryan was like, because this was at the Roy Thomas panel and or the Tomorrow's panel, and Ryan's like, let me get a picture. And Derek turns around, and Ryan goes, no, Derek, just face forward. It's just like, we don't want you as a picture. We just want Derek.
I could have explained it better. I was like, oh, Derek, I don't want to look at you. No, but it wasn't that. I was that's me, Rob, and the back of Derek's jacket.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so, and I recorded an episode of Film and Water that will be coming soon with him in the hotel room, which was great. And that was that, like, my main goal was to record as much as possible because I think that the shows, when everybody's in the same room, they have a different, while the sound quality might not be as good because you're recording it on your phone, they have an energy to them that I find really compelling. And so I think the couple of shows, Ryan, you and I did one, Shag and I did one, William Crabb and I did one. Like, I think those are really fun just because we're in each other's presence. You know, that's, mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And so that was my, like, I wanted to just record as much as humanly possible. And we never got around to doing as much as we wanted to do. But still, the fact that I managed to get a couple episodes out was really great. So I really enjoyed meeting Derek. And his Chris, you mentioned his History of Comics on Film thing. I binge-watched all 68 episodes once we got back because I had seen a couple. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go through all these. And I cannot endorse those things enough. First of all, I mean, I'm a giant nerd. I knew most of the information, but there was still lots of new details he dug up I never heard. And the sheer Herculean effort of making 68 videos with all that audio, all that video, all the clips. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is huge. So if anybody's just a fan of like comic book minutia, go check out those series because they're theme related. They are awesome. They are really fun. And they're all on YouTube. They're all for free. You can just watch them all. I just watched one after the other and they are terrific. So he's a really great podcaster and we had a lot of fun hanging out with him.
No, in all seriousness, if when you guys recorded in our hotel room, if Derek sat on Ryan and I's bed, you probably need a message to him. You should probably go to the doctor, get like some penicillin or something.
There's a reason why we did it in his hotel room, not ours.
Oh, okay, good. I'm just glad for his own personal safety. I think we would all agree we'd like to adopt Stella as part of the family and steal her away from other more popular, successful podcast networks. Because, I mean, she was with us most of the weekend, and she was an absolute blast to hang out with. And she's fairly quiet, but every once in a while she'd just bust out with something that would just drop everyone. Like, one of the days, the first time I saw her, I'm like, oh, hi. And she just looks and goes, don't talk to me. And just it became a little bit of a mantra throughout the weekend.
I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that you could say that to Shag. I would have thought.
And she is a teacher, so the more you know. So.
Ryan. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, regards to Stella, when Gene Hendricks and I just recorded our Geek Fitness episode, and he talked about how much weight he lost, he has lost over 100 pounds. And now that I've met Stella, I don't think Stella weighs 100 pounds, so it's like Gene lost a whole Stella. Like, he lost an entire podcaster.
I was going to say, Ryan, when you, me and Stella went to the 7-Eleven the night after dinner on Saturday, mm-hmm. It didn't occur to me, but it's like, this is the Batman squad. This is the...
Oh, yeah.
I get to be Batman because I'm old, and obviously Stella's Batgirl, so you get to be Robin. So good luck fitting into those chainmail shorty shorts, you know. So
I have to shave my legs, I guess, but okay.
Well, he did mention that. Fishnet. Yeah, that's the fetish site that Ryan met Angie.
Yeah, exactly. That was actually a minor regret, but I wish that Chris and I could have recorded some because we talked in advance that we were going to try and record something for Batman Nightcast, just like a one-off, like favorite Batman stories that we're not going to talk about on the show. But we just didn't have the chance. And again, my time there got cut in half. Well, not cut in half, but it got shortened. So Yeah, I wish we could have done something there, but it was still, no, it was great to hang out and to see everybody. And yeah, that was, we did sort of schedule, it's like, oh yeah, we've got some Barbara Gordon-centric episodes coming up in that in the future. We'll have to get Stella on those, so.
Yeah, we do have plans, so that was great. Yeah, yeah, I regretted I didn't record anything, which is awful, but I didn't record a single thing while we were there, and I kind of had hoped to, but I just got too, I was just having too much fun. You know, I mean, I just couldn't, I couldn't pull away. Plus, you know, I was trying to make sure I spent some amount of time with my family as well, you know, but, and I was trying to balance that, and I think I did pretty well, and so that was part of it. My biggest regret is, as I didn't introduce myself to Michelle or Chuck, and they were at dinner that night, because we kind of got up, it kind of broke up quick, and
well, and then Danny
wasn't
sick,
feeling well that night, and so I was running to 7-Eleven. So Michelle, I'm not trying to be a snob. I wanted to meet you, and I just didn't get around to coming over. So I apologize. So I'm sure
he mentioned it during dinner. He's like, "Who's that jerk down there who won't say hi to me?" But I mean, it was fleeting. It didn't last long. Speaking about all the fun and the gathering and the group, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say we collectively, we had a Fire and Water official meeting with myself, Rob, Chris, and Ryan. And Cindy didn't have to come because she's president for life, so she just opted out of that one. Smart move. But
no offense, but I wasn't leaving my 9-year-old in a hotel room. Yeah.
don't blame you. And again, as El Presidente, that is your choice. So we had a talk, and I think I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say we had a great time. We want to do this maybe as an annual kind of thing, but probably not a Heroes Con. We like the idea of moving around. So every year maybe it'll be in a different place so we can meet more people that maybe it's easier to get geographically for them, give us a chance to experience other things. Rob has the attention span of a mayfly, so every convention bores him within 5 minutes, so he needs to constant new stimuli.
What?
Exactly.
Next year we'll do it at the Super Bowl. It'll all cost us $10,000.
That in-stock praise money better start coming in. So we don't know where we're going to end up next year, and we're going to figure that out over the course of the next several months. But I think it's fair to say we're going to try at least to do another gathering next year somewhere. And we would love if everyone on the receiving end of this MP3 would be try and join us, because we'd love to hang out. Well, not Frank again. My liver can't take that. But the rest of you would be great to hang out with you guys.
I got to say real quick about Frank. He did something very nice for me. He in typical Frank fashion, he didn't tell anybody about it, and it was hidden somewhere. And I can't get into it right now because I want it to be a surprise when we actually use it on the show. But it's something that's going to be used on the show, on Supermates. And he did something very, very nice for us that just, like, floored me. It was, like, completely out of nowhere. And I was just – I didn't even know how to react. I mean, to be honest with you. So
a heartfelt thank you.
Yes, thank you, Frank.
Do you guys remember that movie Midnight Madness with Michael J. Fox that was on cable all the time in the early 80s? It was about, like, these kids running around and doing a scavenger hunt with weird clues.
Yes.
Okay. No. Hanging out with Frank is like that, except you don't know you're playing the game.
Exactly. That's what I felt like. I'm like, is this a thing? What's going on?
Right.
Did you want to keep it secret, Chris? I won't reveal what it is either, what it is Frank did, but I think we can safely say it involves some audio. I think that's not giving anything away. I guarantee that when you place that audio in the show, it is going to, like, stick a virus into the network, which is going to slowly take it all over. Like, eventually, one of us will log in, and we will get, like a pixelated skull face, and it'll be like, ha, 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 I've taken over the network. I guarantee that's what's going to happen.
I thought...
Yes, again, Diablo Frank was the sweetest, nicest guy. He was great to hang out with. But Rob and I, we were still fearful. Rob said he was sure that the first time he shook his hand, a rattlesnake was going to come out of Frank's sleeve and just bite down on his armpit.
I was gonna fall over with that rictus grin like it was the Joker fish. I was guaranteeing that was going to happen.
See, I told you, he's a super nice guy. I have sat down in his home and had dinner with him and Paquita. They're wonderful people. It's just when he gets behind a keyboard or a microphone, he transforms into this horrible, horrible troll. Again, this has been absolutely fun reminiscing. I have been – it's been 2 weeks now, as hard to believe as that is, since HeroesCon, and I have just been, like, on cloud nine since then. A lot of other cool things have happened in my life. I mean, some major, major life moments have happened in the last 2 weeks. And those are like, yeah, that's cool. I'm selling my house. But going to HeroesCon with you guys was, like, amazing. And I'm still just on cloud nine over that, guys. It's been wonderful. It's going to carry me through the rest of the year, I think.
Yeah, I'm still floating. We hung up all the artwork that we got. I mean, we bought some prints off Luke. Andrew, for Father's Day, commissioned Luke to do a sketch of Adam West as Batman for me. And
that was Andrew on his own.
That was on his own with his own money. That was all his idea. And he talked to Russell, and Russell kind of helped negotiate it. So thanks, Russell. So thanks to Russell and Luke, and hung that up. And Ryan gave me the first, like, within 2 seconds of walking in, he gave me the Superman by JLGL PBHN book. And I was able to go over and get it signed by him, which was fantastic. So thanks, Ryan. I'm still riding on the high of the energy and the positive, the love fest that was HeroesCon.
And I do have to say, I owe Shag an apology. He was over to the side. Andrew and I were talking to Luke Dobb, trying to get this secret picture. And Shag's like, come here, get in this picture. And I'm like, no. And he's like, come get in this picture. And I just gave him the mom eyes, and he just shut up.
Well, it's okay. Russell's on the side going, Shag, shut up. You're messing something up. I'm like, no, it's cool. And he's like, no, shut up. I'm like, what? No, it's fine. And it wasn't until after all of it was over that someone explained to me what's going on. I'm like, I'm really sorry.
Because I mean, I'm like giving Shag the stare, the mom eyes, and he's just like, I mean, after when I give him the mom eyes, he's like, oh, he just shut up.
I'm married. I know the yes, dear. You know, I have that autonomic response, yes, dear.
Rob, you need to perfect this somehow over audio. That's what you need to do.
I know. I got to work on this. I've only had 6 years. I haven't been able to do it. Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate that. We'll talk offline about how we're going to arrange that.
Yes, that's true. You know, and remember, you got the fist bump from me, or was it?
I got a high five. I am proud that I got a slap and a high five from you within 5 minutes of each other.
Yeah, and you were on Cindy's. Which one was on the? Rob was on the weak side. He was on the left side.
There is no weak side.
Okay, the left
side.
Okay, sorry. There's no weak side. She's right. But the Shag was on the stronger side. How's that? Yeah.
Yeah, the bruise on my arm still bears evidence of that.
Oh, honey, please, I barely hit you. Suck it up.
I feel like you've said that a lot, Cindy.
Before we go, I did want to mention that I'm planning to do a Power of Fishnets episode, a special just about the con at some point in the future. It'll be coming up. I don't know when exactly, but it'll kind of go into more detail about some of the merch that I got, the sketches, but also because I picked up two issues of an indie comic called Tough Girl by a guy named Brian Munn, it looks like kind of like Silver Age type adventures of a superheroine wearing fishnet stockings. So I like that. I picked that up, and I'll do like a little review of that on a special episode, but I'll also get to talk more about the con in detail. But other than that, I mean, it was great to talk to you guys again, and yeah, I had a blast there. I'm going to, like Shag said, I'm going to remember that for a long time, hopefully until the next time that we get together.
Ryan, did we get an official count for how many fishnets we saw at the con? We were counting all the different people cosplaying, and it was mostly women, but not exclusively.
Assuming, because there were times when you would count, you would text me, hey, I saw two more, and I saw a few. If all of our individual counts didn't double up, I think I got 14.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I saw a couple more. Yeah, I saw a couple more on Sunday that I texted you about. So I think that's about right. We hit about 14 or 15. So,
and most of them were Zatanna. There was a lot of Zatanna cosplay represent. But there were a few others. One Black Canary, I definitely remember. Maybe two Black Canaries. That was like a fishnet body stocking that I don't know what she might have been, a video game character or a manga. A
couple of Harley Quinns.
Yeah, a couple of Harley Quinns from the movie. Yeah.
And with all of those, there was only like three or four injunctions against Ryan, and you know.
Well, you know, okay. I could have been more diplomatic in how I asked for a picture, but.
The other thing I do want to mention as we sign off is that I was tweeting a lot, and I was taking lots of cosplay photos and then tweeting them out on using our hashtag. And watching the response from people who weren't at the show was really fun. Like Dr. Ange and Chuck Rodriguez, and a lot of people were like interacting with the photos immediately. And that was really fun to be walking on the floor and sort of getting real-time responses from everybody, where I was like, hey, I just met Craig Hamilton, and then I would see, like, you know, 5 retweets and 3 comments. That was really great to be able to kind of keep everybody in the loop and stuff as to what was going on. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really a bliss. It was the only thing I would say that was bad was it was over too soon. Like, it just wrapped up so fast that, but, you know, Shag and I got in very late Thursday night. I mean, way later than we intended. We, you know, both of our flights were supposed to scheduled to be in by like 8:30, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We did not get into the hotel room until 1. So it was like all of Thursday was just blown out of the water. You know what I mean? And so, but I mean, you know, Friday was like a blur. Saturday was a blur. And then by the time you get to Sunday, you're preparing to leave already. So, you know, next year we had, before we had even gone to this one, Shag was talking about, oh, well, maybe we could do it next year. And I was, you know, internally, I was like, well, let's slow your roll. Like, let's do this one first before we start planning it. And then by the time we got to the end of it, I was like, oh, yeah, let's plan this for next year. But and I would love to be able to do it just like a day longer, just like one extra day, just to be like have more time to get together, more time to go do more things with other people, set things up. And stuff like that. And so, yeah, it was everything that I wanted it to be. And it was extraordinary. And we've talked about this on other shows about the unintended consequences of these things. Of that, like, you know, I reached out to Shag kind of willy-nilly about doing a podcast. And we did it. And then there was, like, you know, a couple of years in, we were like, hey, maybe we should do, like, a network of things. Oh, let's do that. And it's turned into this whole giant thing. Which is extraordinary, and so it was a lot of fun, and it was just hanging out with everybody in a big group. We got so many free pizzas accidentally, which is fantastic.
That's true.
These restaurants keep bringing us free food, and we weren't like, okay, we'll just take it. It was a blast. It was really a blast, and I liked going to the con, but the con was decidedly secondary, if not tertiary, to hanging out with everybody. So it was really, really rewarding, and like I said, I hope we can do it next year.
The ultimate unintended consequence has been friendship. Really has. All y'all, I'm not Rob, but the rest of y'all are genuinely my friends, and I appreciate that. And I love seeing you guys, and this was the ultimate culmination of all that.
You're going to make wonderful character witnesses in the future.
All right. With that, I think it's time to say goodbye. Everyone want to do the traditional fire and water sign off with me?
All right.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Fan the flame.
Fan the flame.
Ride the wave.
Ride the dolphin.
Well, that was low energy. Sad.
Sad sack.
Sad.
Sad sack.
Well, you know what? Let's end it with this. We know how to end this because it's appropriate because Ryan saved his life at the convention. Let's talk about our favorite guy, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez.
Praise be his name.
Greetings. I am Professor Zoom Yukinori. And I had planned to be wheeling my way around the rows and artist alleys and panel rooms of HeroesCon this year, except an accidental fall and a dislocated shoulder had put a damper on those plans. Naturally, I was looking forward to the opportunity to meet the podcasters who had welcomed this fledgling voice artist into their community, as well as certain comic book and artistic professionals that were attending the show. I can only hope to be ready for when another such opportunity arises. In the meantime, just let me say that the immediate response to my canceled plans from podcasters Ruth and Darren Sutherland, as well as Shag, Rob, and the other Fire and Water podcast personalities, was not only that of sympathetic disappointment, but also of a very kind offer to acquire certain items that I had planned to obtain myself at the show, namely available prints and sketchbooks, commissioned art, and signatures from Rachel Ordway, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, praise be his name, Joe Staten, and Jerry Ordway. I cannot find the words to appropriately describe the incredible camaraderie and generosity these wonderful people in the podcast community had extended to someone that they had actually never met in person. All I can say is thank you. Thank you especially to Ruth and Darren, who had made prints of the artwork I had colored in order to be signed, had waited in lines, and had taken photographs and had loaned their money in order to purchase these items, and of course had packaged up these irregular-sized treasures for shipping, along with a gift of Ron Randall's signed Trekker Rites of Passage trade paperback. Also, my thanks to Stella Bowman from the Batgirl to Oracle podcast for providing an extra Team Shag t-shirt for me, which I was thrilled to design when she had first told me about her idea for it. Again, I look forward to the opportunity when I can thank you all in person, And if you have not already received them by the time you hear this, your reimbursement payment should be on their way to you.
Ryan's on, by the way, if you want to ring him in.
I think Chris is on, too, so let me...
Okay. Not that I want to talk to these ass clowns, no. But...